There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly. Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur. Amateur habitats and history. Social media plus me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled, drama queen, victim types, who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 148. I can't with Amateur Nation anymore. So, email me a suggestion for a topic or email me about the show, and if I use either, free t-shirt and keychain is yours. Subscribe to Lou Santini Entertainment on YouTube and on Meta. Meta. Stop. It's Facebook, and that name sucks. Or you can find me on Instagram, lou.santini3, and I am now reluctantly on TikTok. Got to promote the show as best as I can. And you can now find me on Getter as well, G-E-T-T-R, and my handle is @lousantini. Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
Topic number one.
To all the fans listening right now, I want you to start shaking your head to the left and right. Go ahead. Just do it slowly. Don't overdo it. Just a slight shake to the head, left and right. You know, like, you know, shaking your head, left and keep it going. Back and forth, back and forth. As I read this headline from Australia website, news.com.au. You ready? Here's the headline. You keep shaking your head. Pizza Hut hits back after diner's complaint about its sexualized tomato sauce bottle. Keep shaking your head. I didn't tell you to stop. Here's the article. Adrian Shan slammed Pizza Hut following a dining experience at its Hull, England outlet, where he likened its tomato sauce label to, quote, an app for swingers. Mr. Shan was unhappy with the bottle sticker, which read, shake, squeeze, and squirt. I know, that's what she said. He said, it's not innocent in my eyes. The barbecue sauce one said squeeze, but the ketchup one said that. It put me off using it. It literally sounds like an app for swingers, the 31-year-old said. Literally. It's literally like an app for swingers. And actually, what's wrong with swingers? Oh, who are they hurting? That when they certainly have more fun than you do since you're afraid of tomato sauce. Also, for consideration, A, why would swingers need an app? B, I'm no techno geek, but shake, squeeze, and squirt is way too wordy for an app's name. C, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I must be fair, I could maybe see squeeze and squirt. You know, be a little double entendre. I'm certainly not on this idiot's side, but shaking? When people are having sex, or swingers for that matter, when do people shake? As part of the seduction or sexual activity. Hey, how was it with that woman you met? Good sex? Oh, let me tell you, once she started shaking, I knew it was on. This amateur added, "I do not understand how someone could put that sentence together. It's awful." Man, would this guy not like George Carlin? I'm shaking my head, and I'm working by a microphone. I have to make sure I modulate properly. The article goes on to say, in an email raising his issue with the company shared with Hull Daily Mail, Mr. Shand asked for a full refund and demanded that Pizza Hut rebrand its sexualized tomato sauce. The sauce logo has to be changed and looked into to make it more child and family friendly and, quote, not distorting people's minds while trying to eat, part of the email read. Here's the scene. By the way, I didn't tell you to stop shaking your head. You better be shaking your head this whole time. All right, here's the scene. You're eating at Pizza Hut with a group of people. You reach over for the pizza sauce. Honey, what's wrong? I don't know. My mind, it's like distorted. Who am I? Who are you? You want to swing? He requested a $48 refund for the pizza, drinks, and chips he bought, claiming the sight of the sauce bottle turns my stomach. Yeah, not eating greasy Pizza Hut pizza with chips, ugh, and soft drinks. Make sure your mask is on, amateur. A spokesperson from Pizza Hut responded, "I can only apologize if you were caused any offense or upset on your recent visit to our hut." I can't believe this person had to write that sentence. "Please know it is not our intention to make any of our guests feel uncomfortable." Why do companies even respond to these mentally ill amateurs? Why are you apologizing for something you did not do? Something irrational. The first company to get a complaint like this and reply publicly with a, "You know what? Go fuck yourself, amateur," gets my business for life. And remember, no one out-hornies the hut. Okay, you can stop shaking your head, unless you want to keep it going for...
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
From the New York Post, here's your headline. United Kingdom Primary School asks boys to wear skirts to, quote, promote equality. Here's the article. A grade school in Scotland asked male and female students and teachers to wear skirts to class to promote equality. Okay, let's get right to it. How is that equal? Why not make all the females wear pants then? All right, compromise. Gauchos with a tie. I'm here to solve problems, folks. The article says, "We want our school to be inclusive and promote equality," an email from Castleview Primary in Edinburgh said to parents. How about the school promote learning? What a novel idea. If you can't see that this is a blatant attempt to destroy any kind of masculinity at a young age, you're an amateur. And if you're a parent falling for this, you're an abusive amateur. The article says boys as young as 3 years old were asked to participate. The email added that the school wants children to be comfortable and leggings or other pants could be worn under the skirts. Yes, because that's the solution. Skirts will even be offered to students who don't have any in their possession. I'm in. Free skirts! This is what William Wallace died for? They said, "We're keen to spread the message that clothes don't have a gender." No, they don't, but people do. And that we should all be free to express ourselves as we choose. Unless you go against the suggestions. You know, like mask and vaccine mandates. You're free to choose! Unless you don't, in which case you don't keep your job or you can't enter a building or get a kidney transplant. But you're free to choose! A spokesperson for the Edinburgh Council said, "As Scotland's capital city, we are fully committed to promoting equality and diversity and are keen to increase respect, tolerance, and understanding, especially in our schools." I got news for you. Kids, especially as young as three, do not care about race or sexuality until you parents make them care and destroy their innocent childhood. Shame on these parents. All I heard growing up from adults was, "Don't be in such a hurry to grow up. Don't be in such a hurry to have sex. Our kids are growing up too fast. They're dating too early. Teen pregnancies are on the rise." Yeah, this should fix that. The school has had positive feedback from parents. However, pupils don't have to take part if they don't want to, the council added. To which I say, I need proof. And I need proof of parents who are not happy about this. And why stop there? So is sex, gender, and or sexuality the only barometer by which we measure equality? I thought race played a part. Why not make sure all the students are the same color? And the same hair color, and the same hair length, the same height, the same weight. So let's put lifts in their shoes based on the tallest kid, pick the most common hair color, pick the most common hair length, find the heaviest kid, and pad and or weigh down the kids to get them equalized. Boom! You got yourself a little ineffective, sterile army is what you got there. Subscribe to my Facebook and YouTube pages. They're called Lou Santini Entertainment. My Instagram is at lou.santini3. I'm Amateur Nation on TikTok. Find me on Getter at Lou Santini. Topic number three is next. They're finally here.
The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains.
The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
It's sport royal blue.
Displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large.
The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
In royal blue.
And are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag. T-shirts just $22.95.
Keychains just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S.
Order any two shirts and get a free No Amateurs keychain. Available at lousantini.com.
LouSantini.com.
Say no to amateurs.
And go pro.
And order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today.
Number 3.
From alert pro Rachel Johnston in Toluca Lake, California, and as found in the Hollywood Reporter, here's your headline. China holds 30,000 people inside Shanghai Disneyland after single COVID-19 infection reported. One single COVID-19 case reported. One. Here's the article. More than 30,000 visitors to Shanghai Disneyland were forced to stay within the park and required to take a COVID-19 test to gain their liberty from the Magic Kingdom after a single guest tested positive for COVID-19. Sounds logical and not oppressive or overreactive at all. The article continues, the draconian response is a vivid illustration of China's ongoing COVID-zero approach to the pandemic, a policy that has sparked growing unrest in the country as the more transmissible Delta variant makes total containment more challenging. Disney's sprawling Shanghai Park, the company's second largest in the world, became the site of endless lines for nasal swabs rather than roller coasters late into the night, according to reports on the ground. And you thought the line sucked to ride Space Mountain. You know, I know, after shelling out hundreds of dollars to ride rides and buy junk food and paying to park, not to mention standing in long lines and listening to children whine and complain, I like to end my day with an unnecessary Q-tip stabbing my brain. Disneyland! It's the crappiest place on Earth! One visitor on social media, according to the Wall Street Journal, said, I never thought that the longest queue in Disneyland would be for a nucleic acid test. Disney told the Journal that the last guest wasn't able to leave the park until 10:30 p.m. All Disneyland staff were required to submit to testing as well. Here's the best part. Here's the best part. According to government statements, none of the people tested on Sunday came up positive for COVID-19. It sounds super contagious! Let's sample a little taste of everything, shall we? Time for a la carte. I've watched my share of action movies where there's an evil villain who runs a, pick one, drug smuggling, arms smuggling, or bioweapon operation, or a combination of any of those three. And they always seem to have an office in the middle of a noisy dance club. How is that a way to run a business? I keep hearing how no one can get to supervillain Bill Gates. Have we checked all the nightclubs? I'm seeing the gene tracker passed off as an ancestry search kit, 23andMe, and private information collection system passed off as an allergy research kit, Everlywell, as, quote, great holiday gifts. Merry Christmas! What is it? Now you can figure out what the hell you are. And what does it matter? What does ethnicity mean anyway? Anyone can identify as whomever they want merely by making a declaration. Ah, equality, diversity, and inclusion. Happy holidays, automatons! Also, have you seen the commercial for Google Pixel 6, this new cell phone? Good news! The camera works for all skin tones, because all those other phone cameras only take pictures of white people. If you're dumb enough to fall for that kind of marketing, you deserve to lose every penny you have by any shyster that comes down the pipe. You know, I just got these new glasses that help me see all races better, even the minority ones. I'm green American with envy. For real, if any of my friends in real life or in social media buy into the idea that a bridge can be or is designed to be racist only because some inexperienced transportation secretary has now declared it so, I need you to A, unfriend me immediately, and B, find some tall stairs and let someone give you a push. You're literally too stupid to live. If you buy into any of this racist rhetoric when you never had a problem before with bridges and syrup and math and trees and the Muppets, Dr. Seuss, etc. being racist, you're beyond amateur and should not be driving, voting, or certainly procreating. Three things that are done right. These are pro things. It's three pro things on Amateur Nation. Here we go. Number one. Okay, Battlefield Los Angeles is a great underrated popcorn movie. It got lost in the shuffle, right? Everyone talks about, you know, what was the one with Will Smith, or Independence Day. This movie got to the point. I know a bit about the characters, but nothing cheesy like in a Michael Bay movie. And one of the most underrated quotes delivered to perfection goes to Aaron Eckhart, who gives a motivational speech to his Marine troops when getting ready to attack the alien invaders. And he says, "All right, let's show these bastards who they're fucking with." I must have rewound that 30 times. He said it so perfectly. That's a great quote, and it was delivered right. Of course, grammatically, it should be, "Let's show these bastards with whom they're fucking," but that would not really play. Number two. Here's a simple, common sense tweet about the untested gene experiment. It was by a guy named Rick Pittman. He said, "In my life, I have refused numerous medical tests, surgeries, medications, and referrals to specialists. Never once did I need an exemption. The whole concept of an exemption reinforces the notion that we no longer have autonomy over our bodies. I find this quite disturbing." Mic drop, for sure. Number three. Not the first time Ted Nugent is mentioned on Three Pro Things, and I'm sure it won't be the last. I saw his post on Facebook, and I'll read it word for word, and it has nothing but common sense and is a cautionary tale. He reposted this story, and here it is. The founder of Dubai, Sheikh Rashid, was asked about the future of his country, and he replied, "My grandfather rode a camel. My father rode a camel. I ride a Mercedes. My son rides a Land Rover. But my great-grandson is going to have to ride a camel again. Why is that?" he was asked. And his reply was, "Hard times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create difficult times." Many will not understand it, but you have to raise warriors, not parasites. And add to that the historical reality that all the great empires, the Persians, the Trojans, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, and in later years the British, all rose and perished within 240 years. They were not conquered by external enemies, they rotted from within. America has now passed that 240-year mark, and the rot is starting to be visible and is accelerating. We are past the Mercedes and Land Rover years. The camels are on the horizon. The greatest generation consisted of 18-year-old kids storming the beaches at Normandy. And now, two generations later, some 18-year-old kids want to hide in safe rooms when they hear words that hurt their feelings. They also want free stuff from the government because they think they are entitled to it. The camels are on the horizon, for sure. LouSantini.com/shop is where you'll find No Amateurs tees and keychains on sale, and now be the time to order them just in time for Christmas. Be a great stocking stuffer. Follow me on Instagram at lou.santini3. Go to my Facebook page and YouTube page. Both are Lou Santini Entertainment. Email the show, lou@lousantini.com. Find me on TikTok under Amateur Nation and on Getter at Lou Santini. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast. It's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.
Thanks, Lou. We'll see you next week.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15-plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur.
Amateur habitats and history.
Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.